This is very difficult for two reasons. One, because the virus is mutating, and the other, because whoever invented this really put the stops to us being able to look at it from the perspective of frequency. And so I've had to create a whole new protocol to deal with the virus. And then we found out about how 5G is making the virus more virulent. Some incredibly smart person invented this, because most of the proteins, if you use their antidote, they create things like West Nile virus and herpes and Coxsackie virus and all kinds of other things. We've only found four antidotes that we think would be safe. And from the numbers, it looks like it's been deliberately created, and we're not getting much help from the people who are claiming that they have our best interests at heart.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Sherry Edwards coming back. This is the update to what they actually found with this virus. She's been working like a dog trying to figure this out. And unfortunately, this thing has mutated as of yesterday 14 times, and it just keeps mutating, and she's going to explain that. It's making it very difficult to just create this silver bullet type deal to solve this problem because of the mutations. Each time it mutates, it's becoming stronger and affecting people. It's pretty scary what's going on. And then she explains that the solutions are actually can create more problems. And she explained that. However, they are creating a sound file based on what they're learning. They have four proteins identified that can really help people, and they're going to keep updating it. And she is talking about the fact that she wants to educate people on how to do it themselves because of all this mutation, that she's going to be constantly posting the frequencies. But you really need to learn. And she has a class that is available. I have the link to it. It's on Vimeo. It's free, and you can learn it. We aren't legally able to give medical advice, but there's a compassionate statute that I posted here again on the bottom of this video that allows us to do this when there's no solution anywhere in the world, and that you have to understand that you're taking this on with your own risk. We want to stay in the legal territory, and so that we don't get nailed on this. There's a lot of information that's shared on here. The most important is she gives you specifically how to develop your immunity so that you can fight it on your own. She talks about glutathione and how this virus is specifically attacking it. And she goes on to all the different ways that we're being attacked with other things that are in our environment against glutathione. But I have a file. I pulled it out because it used to be part of an article. I'm going to pull it out as it's a separate link of where you can find glutathione. You can buy it yourself, you know, in a tablet form, or it's in different types of food. And she talks about that. And then quercetin is another element that you need to focus on. So glutathione and quercetin. And again, I have information where I broke out, just like I did with the glutathione, with cortisone, where you can get it. You can buy it separately as a supplement, but also in different foods. So really focus on that, because that's what this virus is nailing. And I'm hoping people in China get this information, because this can help them. They don't have a solution. These people in Wuhan, it's a 5% death rate right now. The people who are getting it, we know their numbers aren't accurate. We're getting leaks from, you know, Taiwan is reporting on it since mid-January of what the real numbers might be. It's really a catastrophe, a humanitarian catastrophe. And let's help people. We have some of this information that can really help people. Even the original De La Salle that I put out there is helpful. It works with pneumonia type symptoms. I am looking at making sure that you get a high quality recording of it, especially if you're going to be sharing it with somebody who actually has the disease, the virus. But as it is right now, I'm being told it's actually good in the form that I've given it to you, but I want you to have the best form. So I'm going to get you the original, and there's going to be a link to that on my website that you can get. I don't know if you're going to be able to download it. You might just have to stream it, but I'm working on it. So look out for that. And then I also want to tell you different ways that you can build your, I mean, of course, C60. I keep talking about C60, and please don't take that lightly. You know, according to Dr. Joe and other research articles, I have four of them listed on my website underneath the shop on how C60, the ingredients in there, the black seed oil, the C60, which is fluorines, and also the curcumin that is being added to the new batch that we have with these gel caps. They all attack viruses, SARS and the coronavirus family. So you can look at that. There are vitamin C. Take your vitamin C. Make sure you get your vitamins. But really focus on this, because building your immunities is going to be your number one defense and the best defense you're going to have because of this mutation problem. Then you go to these sound files that we're providing. Again, just keep looking for the frequency. She's going to be updating that regularly as new proteins come out. And also the Rife machines. People are asking me what kind of Rife machine I should get. And I'll have posted there some resources on where you can get a Rife machine that is good. I have contacts I'm looking at. And then also there's a tone generator that I have a link for that works too. So look for all that. But number one, take her class, because I'm not the most educated. Obviously, you listen to me and you think I sound like an idiot. And I'm probably more educated than most. But there's a lot of learning to do on this so that we really understand it, including this one right here. I need to understand it better. So there's the class. There's just digging in and really learning. I'm also posting an article from MIT that talks about taking DNA, converting it to sound, and back again. So for those of you that are out there that think this is quack science, it's not quack science. And I'm posting that article because it gives you a base understanding of what this science really is. This really is the medicine of the future. It is, I mean, I without a doubt, the medicine of the future. And I really hope people, the most advanced people in our society, look at this and take the time to understand this. Look at what Sherry's putting out, because you are the ones who could really make a difference and help in this endeavor, because you've gone farther down that road. So please, please take the time to learn this stuff. Okay, let's get into this really important interview with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be here and be able to share all of this with your audience.
Well, this is, I guess it's, I'm happy and I'm disappointed at the same time because of what you're finding with this virus. I'm not happy with what you're finding with the virus. I'm happy that you're identifying what it really is and that we can share things with people. The disappointing part is what you're finding, and it's very serious. And so I wanted to have you start with what you're finding and why this it's taking you longer than expected to create a sound file. And we're going to get more into this, and just tell everybody what you're finding and what you told me.
Well, one, this is very difficult for two reasons. One, because the virus is mutating, and the other, because whoever invented this really put the stops to us being able to look at it from the perspective of frequency. And so I've had to create a whole new protocol to deal with the virus. And then we found out about how 5G is making the virus more virulent. And so we have that to contend with. So I've been working nonstop for the last week and a half on trying to deliver these frequencies to people. I think it's very irresponsible of any government to put out a scare like this and not provide a solution for people. That's what we hope to do today.
Well, but do you think, you know, any government to put something like this out, it's a bioweapon, so they're not going to put a solution out with it while, right? I mean, it makes sense if it's a bioweapon.
Yes, and at the same time, we want to be able to provide information to the people so that they can take care of their own health. We couldn't possibly take care of everybody who's been exposed to this. We just don't have the staff to do it. We're very willing to train people to look at this and deal with it on their own. I just think somebody's in charge here, and from the numbers, it looks like it's been deliberately created, and we're not getting much help from the people who are claiming that they have our best interests at heart.
Yeah, and that's kind of I had an article that I read, and I was going to post it, and I probably should get back to it, where they were very upset with WHO, because WHO is telling people just to wash their hands when they should be telling people specifically how to build up your immunities, and they're not doing that. So this particular doctor thought that WHO needed to be abolished and replaced with something that is working for humanity, and I thought it was a great article breaking that down. But let's get back to the virus at hand, because what you're seeing is proteins. When I talked to you last time, you said there was 9 or 10 proteins. Now you're talking there's 14 proteins. It seems like every time I talk to you, there's more proteins. But that's because of the mutations. So can you talk about these proteins?
Well, a gene is how you get infected, like you get exposed to the measles. And the gene goes into the body, wherever it needs to or wants to, and sets up housekeeping. And that gene's byproducts, very simply, are the biochemistry that makes you sick. So if we could stop the gene, and we know the numbers for the gene that people really should be looking at, we know the nutrition that's associated with it. But as this protein, and I'm following that down, as this protein gets into different bodies, it mutates. When we started, there was one, and we posted that. The next thing I know, there's 8. Now there's 14. I haven't checked this morning, but we will be continuing to provide people with these protein antidotes. But at the same time, some incredibly smart person invented this, because most of the proteins, if you use their antidote, they create things like West Nile virus and herpes and Coxsackie virus and all kinds of other things. We've only found 4 antidotes that we think would be safe. So our advice, and we're not really allowed to give it, is that people really support their immune system with glutathione and quercetin. And that's all in an article you've posted for people. Support the immune system so the pathogen can't take hold and make you sick.
And that's the most important, is developing your immunities, and specifically those two. Well, what I'm going to do is post those specific things. I'm going to pull it out of the article and just have that for people to look at, so that they understand what they specifically need to do to build up their immunities. And then beyond that, you know, use C60, vitamin C, all those other things that naturally build up your immunities. But those two elements are the most important. And you keep telling me this over and over. So I'm going to pull that out and have it as a separate document. But one of the things that you said that scares the heck out of me is that this thing keeps mutating and becomes stronger. And so every time you look at it, the proteins keep growing. And that could one person really have like 15 different proteins in the virus that's infected their body?
No, usually it's one protein that gets created from how their body reacts to the exposure.
Okay, I understand. Okay. And then, but it's a different one. There's like 14 different ones right now and maybe more. And you are going to be posting this online. You are working on a sound file. And because there's been more and more proteins identified, you have been incorporating those proteins in. Now, can you talk about this sound file and what people should know about this? Because you told me a couple things that were really important before we started.
Well, we originally, years ago, created one. Actually, James Marshall created it, the actor and composer, and it was called La Ciel. And that's on your site and our site that they can download for free. And that helped kill pneumonia, even antibacteria antibiotic resistant proteins. And we've had several reports. We've seen it happen in hospitals when I said, okay, this woman's going to die. We can't help her pneumonia. And we play this sound and she comes out of it and still alive. James Marshall tells that really important story about a relative, the grandmother, I think. So he knows firsthand, I know firsthand, that La Ciel works on pneumonias in probably a majority of cases. There's always an exception. So I want to warn people, don't use it if you don't need to. The most ideal thing, in my opinion, that we could do is train everybody to do their own thing. Help with their immune system, help knowing what to do if these proteins show up in their voice. But I just don't have enough people trained. We do free classes all the time. We do have a class about this, and you have the link to that. It's the Vimeo one. Should I tell people what is vimeo.com/39002074.
And I will have that up on the screen and the link below.
That's great. That was an hour long video about what this is and what's the issues with it and how from the numbers we think. I'm pretty sure this is man-made or at least artificial intelligence made. It's too pat. When you listen to La Ciel, it sounds like jazz with all of these different scales and half tunes and everything coming together. But when you look at this particular coronavirus, it's from one scale and it's the A and the A sharp of that one scale that's making people sick. And even with the proteins, one of the proteins has the exact, down to the 3 decimal points, the exact frequency of the gene. That doesn't even happen in nature. Either someone has really distorted nature to do this or it's man-made.
Well, can you talk about AIDS, HIV, and how it relates to that? Did you find any relation to that?
Well, when we first did this, we published it in Nexus magazine probably 20 years ago. And if you could look at decloaking resistant pathogens, you can see pictures of what we did. And the first thing we tried it on was AIDS patients. And we knew that the frequencies that we found, the protocol we created, could reduce the viral load of AIDS patients. So that's as far as we could go with it because we just don't have any way to work with pathogenic infected people. We don't have a white room. We don't have staff. So we knew from there, and we actually have lab tests that we put in the article that you have posted. The other thing that we were able to do was to take a bacteria on a slide, and I sang its note. Now, if people don't know in the beginning here, my voice and my ears are mutated, and that's how we started all of this, listening to people's sounds and then affecting the outcome of their health. We didn't mean to do it. We were just looking for data. So they can see how singing the actual frequency of a bacteria breaks away this bubble that they put around themselves so the body's killer cell can't recognize it. And you can see in these slides, it was 8 minutes totally. That's how long it takes if you're giving the body a sound of a pathogen to decloak it so the killer cells can come up and begin to devour it. Now with coronavirus, I think it's such a massive infection, they're going to need medical support also. But I'm guessing I don't have any medical training.
So are you seeing, just a little more clearly, are you seeing that incorporated into the coronavirus? Are you seeing elements of HIV?
Yes, there's four elements of HIV.
Okay. Now, you talked about 5G, and 5G is attacking the immune system. And there was a doctor or a sound healing, I don't know if he was a doctor or not, but he did an article on Nexus and about this. And right after he posted the article, he ended up getting a mysterious heart attack. Did he die?
He did not die. We helped him with sound. We have databases about strokes and heart attacks, and we were able to provide him information, allowed him to come out of it, I think easier, but I can't prove that. But he's an attorney, actually, and he wrote an article about 5G and how it looks like it causes some flu-like symptoms, but it also makes the pathogen more resistant. And the pathogen that was coming up for a lot of people, I can't remember what it was. That's awful.
When did he post this article?
Last year, sometime.
Okay, and I'll put the link below so people can read it. It's in the Nexus magazine. Okay, so that's where people are getting the idea. And there's another person that discussed how 5G is breaking down your immunities based on the frequencies that it's at. And that all makes sense to you, correct?
Absolutely. When you consider that we are frequency beings, our brain is our central processing unit, runs on frequency, sends frequency all through the neural network. So you get instructions on what to do, to crook your little finger or whatever. And we have done the math. We can, I don't want to say control, we can provide dominion to a person to heal themselves when their body won't do the math. We can provide them the math and the way to make the body accept the math so it supports normal form and function. And we have done that many, many times. There's over 500 Vimeos of people that we had helped. We just had a very famous person come to us last week with a diagnosis that they had tremors, tics and tremors. And they were kind of slow in getting things done. Well, the computer system said, this is the brain. This is not a tics and tremors biochemical choline or B5. This is from the brain. There's deterioration in the brain that's causing this. And we were able to trace it back to what we think is MS and work on it from there. But your voice carries these frequencies that are a holographic representation of your brain. And so we put his voice in, and the computer says, this is what's going on. There's Lewy proteins. He's been environmentally poisoned, and acetylcholine is what the body needs to repair itself. That's phenomenal.
And you'll be able to repair him before he starts having, do you think you can repair that?
We have done it many times before, even brought back people's vision that was affected by MS.
Oh, excellent.
This is the medicine of the future, and we just want to train people to put it in their own pockets so somebody doesn't take it and charge them a mint for it when it's easy to do. There's a big thing right now with rationing. People are going to be rationed because there's not enough to go around. And especially it's going to be the older people in their 70s. They're going to ration insulin. You know, we may run out of insulin, but we're not going to run out of frequency. And if we can train people to use these, take their health into their own hands, there won't be this government control. And that's what I want. That's my rose-colored wish for the people.
Well, and this virus is, you know, I had this idea, and that's why I'm saying I was a little disappointed, is that we could come out with this sound file, and we will have one, but that would just be able to be a silver bullet for this virus. And it looks like because of how they manufactured it, there just won't be that silver bullet. However, for a lot of people, this will work, and then you're going to keep working on upgrading it as you learn more of these proteins, or at least putting the frequencies out so more people can do it on their own, correct?
Absolutely. And the magic number in this case is 28. Either half and half and half and double, double, double. 28, if that shows up in your voice as a frequencies, then we begin to work on your immune system with the glutathione and the quercetin. Because these antidotes that we have created and already put out for years, in this case, and I'm going to read on a list, one of the antidotes, if I use it like we've been using it for years, shellfish toxins, wheat allergies, West Nile virus, Coxsackie virus, herpes, hepatitis, blood sugar problems, HPV, Epstein-Barr, nanobacteria, which attacks the sac in, around the heart. If we would give you those frequencies, that may manifest in your body. We don't want to take that chance. So of the 14, we took 4, and I've given you that list that they could possibly use as an antidote. But don't be using the antidote if you don't have the gene in there.
Explain what that means and why. Don't use it unless you have. Go ahead.
Because you may manifest some of this other stuff. I don't have 100% of this decoded. I have enough decoded to know that I don't think there's a human on the planet who could have created this. It's too perfect. So I had to go in and create a different way to deal with antidotes. For instance, let's take the shellfish toxin. You could use that one, but if you had ever had a shellfish reaction, it would bring it up again. If you've never had shellfish toxin, your body wouldn't bring it up because it's not natural to the body. So we're trying to create things that will support your liver. The liver is very important in detoxing your liver and helping use these amino acids and biflavonoids. Gingivitis is another one that comes up. That if we give you that, it's the frequency of gingivitis. But if you've never had gingivitis, it won't bring it up. You have to have had it. You have to have had this unnatural thing, and gingivitis is unnatural, in your body for it to manifest again. Ideal would be that we look at everybody's vocal print and see what numbers are there and what antidote we ought to use. But just like those people who say they'll have a vaccine in a month, we can't train everybody in a month, although we've put out some training videos of how people could do this on their own if they have some kind of rifle-like device. And we have provided a link to a generator for them to use that you have on your site.
Now the generator, will that work, the tone generator, will that work just as well as a Rife machine?
I don't know that. The protocols we have used, we use brainwave multiples. Your brain speaks the language of 0 to about 128. Rife machines in that particular one won't play unless it's above 100. So if we were looking at multiples of 28 and you don't want to stimulate 28, you want to kill 28. And that's the first beginning frequencies that we gave out on your show about 3 weeks ago. And you have a slide that you can look at, and it gives not only the Vimeo instruction, but it gives the protein antidotes for the gene and both of it for the originating antidotes that we are able to create. Those are okay and safe, but the protein, the first one that's on slide, okay, number 26, and then 27 tells them how to use it, but also says don't use it if it doesn't feel good to you. Gives you a whole bunch of positives and negatives. So these first two were great that we put out 3 weeks ago. Now the protein has mutated 14 times. So this protein is okay as an antidote for the very first one we put out, but as they kept piling on these protein poisons, we had to create other antidotes. And so I also gave you those. The safe ones are on the pink slide that you can put out for people. And then we've got three people doing songs and different types of songs that we'll be able to provide to people.
Okay, and you'll send me the links to those songs as soon as they're available, so then I can let people know those are available as well when they become available.
Absolutely, but know that I don't have any medical experience or knowledge. I only know numbers and what we've done before, so they need to use some common sense.
Yeah. Okay, so what Rife machine would you recommend? Because I've been getting people ask me that, and I have no idea. So do you have sources of a good Rife machine? Go ahead.
I do not. I don't use Rife machines. I think this little generator that we gave the link to, that is a Rife type of machine, but it's digital, and all of our equipment is analog. Digital is great for killing pathogens. It's much better than analog. It's much better than what we have. We have to simulate a digital, and all Rife machines are digital. They'll need two channels, at least two channels. Don't do this with three or four channels, people. It doesn't work. But there's a lot out there. Some people have been sending me, what's it called, spooky something or the other. But just go look online. Best Rife machines.
I have a good contact who has a Rife machine, and they look into it. So I'll talk to them, and then if they give me some good answers, I'll post that up for people as well, so they at least have what I can find for them. And then do you know if we convert a file to MP3, people are saying that loses some of the it loses some of the frequencies. It's not as good as the original. How much have you looked into how much that loss occurs by doing, because I did that translation so people could download, but I didn't want to wreck the original by doing that translation. So I want to know, is an MP3 going to mess up the frequencies to the point where it's not really that great anymore?
You could ask that question of James Marshall, and also ask him to send you an original, because what we're putting online is just copies of copies. So get an original from him. He probably would be very happy to cooperate with that.
Okay, let's do that. I'll get the original, and I want a file that, and I'll get the answer for people, because people are wondering about the MP3. I'll figure that out. My understanding is that it's better than not having it, and it does work. It just doesn't work as good as the original. So, but what I want is some kind of original that people can actually download. We might be in a situation where all you can do is stream it. And if that happens, that happens. But I'm going to see what I can do to to put it up there so you can download it. But we'll do the best we can. And then what else do people need to know? Because, you know, this is a, I really want to get this out to people in China. My understanding that the death numbers is more like 50,000, not their 800-900 that they're saying. I mean, it's really, really catastrophic over there. Now they have 400 million people on lockdown. My daughter's roommate in college can't go home. You know, I mean, just all sorts of things going on. My goal was to let's save lives. Let's get this information out to people. I know we can get them the glutathione and the quercetin information. And I'm hoping we can get this out, the sound files that you do out to them and the protein frequencies out to them. And somebody in China, if you're listening to this, and I hope you are, please get some education on this and try to get this information, because that's where the core of people are dying. So please get a hold of us and try to get this to people, especially people who are locked in their homes. They're not, what are they going to do? So I don't know, I'm on my rant right now. I was really hoping we could save some serious lives here. And it looks like we will be able to, but we need help to do it.
The World Health Organization that you spoke of earlier, they have something called a compassionate care clause, that if nothing else is working, it's okay to use whatever you have. LaCille was originally done for lung problems, pneumonia particularly, and that's what people are dying of, the pneumonia issues. So if we can create this and put it on a truck and play it in the streets, or people can play it in their homes, it's a lot better than nothing. And we have written out 5 things that people can do. 1, go to soundhealthportal.com and leave us a sample of your voice. It's under services, and just choose coronal conflicts and leave us a sample, and we'll send you a report and see what you've been exposed to. 2, you can download LaCille from Sarah's website. 3, reduced glutathione will support your immune system, and that's what this coronavirus is specifically attacking. And I'll give you more information, it'll curl your hair. Chemtrails attack glutathione. Vaccines attack glutathione. Glyphosate attacks glutathione. Cancer attacks glutathione. And there's more. How many years have we been dealing with this? How many years has this been planned to attack our glutathione, which is one of the major issues of our immune system? Reduced glutathione will give you all the pieces, and I think we did put those out in an article, how many things, types of glutathione have been attacked. Quercetin is the other thing. That will directly, by the numbers, keep the gene from being able to adhere, and the quickest way I use is the inside white of a grapefruit. That's full of quercetin. There's other things in the article we wrote that Sarah has for you. Use these original Rife frequencies of 158.4 or half of that, 79.2. Always put the little number on the A side of that generator to help you just not the gene just can't come in and adhere. And the other thing, we will be doing classes and teaching you how to use these formulas, because they're very different from just the base and its antidote. So we'll keep Sarah posted with anything new that comes up.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I really appreciate it. Like you said, I'll keep posting what you send me, and we'll just go from there. And I just, God bless everyone. I mean, this is, I wish it wasn't this hard. I wish, you know, obviously that goes without saying. So thank you so much for everything you do. I know you're working around the clock. I get emails all the time, you know, weird hours, all this stuff. You're working when I am. I'm working too. So I just thank you so much for your hard work.
Thank you for help spreading the word.
Mm-hmm.